You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Joining us now is Newstalk ZB political editor Jason Walls. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right, Julianne Jenta and the Greens. A new allegation has been raised over the last day or so. How are the Greens going to deal with this situation?
Oh, well, it's just a terrible time for the Green Party. They've got now, they're investigating the conduct of one MP, Dalian Tana, who you might have forgotten about it because they're dragging their heels so long with coming out with anything about what's going on in this sort of situation. But while that is going on in the background, they've got new allegations leveling almost daily against Julianne Jenta, who is the Rongotai MP down here in Wellington. So it's a terrible, terrible, terrible look for the party, and it's that they've had to grapple with yet again. I mean, think of Golrez, think of Elizabeth Kerikeri. They've had a nightmare run so far. And if it was any other political party having this sort of strife, this many MPs, they would be the first ones pointing the finger. So I think it's a really, really bad look for the party.
Is it serious enough for her to lose her job or be demoted? Do you think?
Well, it's a harder one because she's an electorate MP, right? So she can't technically be fired from that position because she was elected by the people here. So it really does complicate things. But I reckon if there's enough pressure, enough stories come out, there could be some conversations that she might be having behind the scenes. However, we don't know that that's the case yet. All we have at this stage is allegations. And the Greens, you know, they do, to their credit, take these sort of things quite seriously, and they spend quite a long time investigating it. So we'll have to see where they come up to with that one.
Jason, I heard the Deputy Prime Minister on Mike Hosking Breakfast on Thursday morning. He was talking about whether New Zealand should join AUKUS Pillar 2, and he was in excellent form. But things then went a bit skewy by the end of the day, thanks to a former Australia politician.
Well, it's funny with Winston, because we have Winston, as my former editor and boss Audrey Young puts it, we have the statesman and the scrapper when it comes to Winston Peters. The statesman, obviously, that man that spoke at the UN at Gallipoli, who was meeting with Antony Blinken, who basically throughout all of April was proved why he was one of New Zealand's best ever foreign affairs ministers. And then you come back to New Zealand, and then he's straight into Winston Peters, the New Zealand first leader mode, not talking to media, barging past us, taking pot shots at other former foreign affairs ministers. I mean, you know, the thing is, he was well within his rights to have a crack at Bob Carr. I mean, it's another former minister coming into New Zealand and sticking his nose into our business with things. Helen Clark as well. Both of them really, really having a crack, and Helen Clark almost playing the default leader of the opposition over the AUKUS deal. But obviously, Bob Carr thinks that he went too far in that interview with RNZ when he described Bob Carr's relationship with China. He said that's defamatory. Winston Peter doesn't care, and he said that this was not his, quote, first legal rodeo.
Jason, the Prime Minister has probably been asked for a comment on situations more than he would like to in regards to the Leader of ACT in New Zealand First. And I was a political podcast asked a group of former MPs whether they felt the coalition would implode within 3 years. And without hesitation, they simultaneously all answered yes. What are your thoughts? Do you think they can make it?
Oh, you know, I remember back when Winston, Jacinda Ardern and the Greens all got together, and I remember those same commentators that was shouting from the rooftop that everything would explode within 6 months. And say what you want about their tenureship, but they stood the test of time. I think it's going to be quite similar with this government. I think that Chris Luxon actually, and I said this at the time, wrote a very, very good coalition deal, which looked at issues not just now, but would encompass the issue throughout the entire 3 year term as well. And say what, you know, Winston has kicked off a few times. David Seymour has had some things, but it's all been resolved fairly well, publicly at least. I mean, the only thing that I can think of that has been really an actual element of friction is when Chris Luxon was asked about their comments, Shane Jones and David Seymour on the Waitangi Tribunal, and really actually pulled them in line over that one. But it's not going to implode the government. They all want to be in government. They all want to be the ones running the country. That it would have to be a really big issue to pull them apart, and I just don't see an issue like that coming up. And if it does, I think frankly they'll deal with it okay. So no, I'm going to go against the political commentators on this one and say I think that they probably will, if not definitely will, survive the 3 years.
Thank
but
you.
Then you're going to play this clip. if they don't, and I'm going to have egg on my face, won't I?
Oh, I've got a terrible memory, Jason. I'm sure that in 2.5 years I won't remember a thing. hopefully, for Jason's sake. No, good on him. We appreciate his opinion. It was actually a collection of former ministers who'd made those comments.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.